Something for the weekend. It's Trina Murray here and Brian Gilligan is on the line. Morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Are you well?
I'm well. I'm about 3 stone heavier than I was about a month ago, but we're all in the same boat, I think.
I might have had a couple of glasses of wine over Christmas and maybe one or too many slices of pudding and there was a selection box definitely thrown at me and I just couldn't resist.
And you know, I said to myself, I'd been really, really good up until Christmas. And I said, I'm going to give myself a day off on Christmas Day and that'll be it. Back to it. Ah, sure, that continues on, doesn't it? Or else you need to lose 2 stone in advance just to kind of make up so that you're back on level playing ground in January. But listen, it's been a busy time because the stories of Hans Christian Andersen, this production has been, I love the way they say, touring online at venues. So tell me all about this and how on earth is it touring when it's online?
Well, I suppose it's a kind of an interesting idea, isn't it? Obviously, because of the pandemic and because of COVID-19, the vast majority of theatres in the country are closed only for, televised and broadcast productions. And I suppose, like, the nature of the arts industry or the theatre industry being brought to a standstill because of coronavirus has kind of, shocked everybody. But obviously, the Christmas period and the period of December, we were very lucky that we got to level 3 restrictions so that we could shoot the production as what is now an online stream. And it's touring around different venues insofar as it's available through these different venues that it will be streaming from. So if you get onto the website of places like the Drieach or like the Wexford Solstice Theatre or the Mill in Dundrum, for example, they will have allotments of streaming times that you can buy tickets for and you can watch it in the comfort of your own home. And actually think there's something nice about that, particularly because it's a show that's really, really meant for children as well as adults. Yeah. And it's a nice bit of an experience to just be able to sit back and enjoy, an idea of live theatre on your couch and in the comfort of your own house. It's great.
So this has all been recorded in advance. So that means that you don't actually have to be working every minute of the day, which is good news too.
Well, this is it. I mean, it's the one luxury. I mean, Lord knows we miss live audiences, and there was the possibility that if the levels had gone back even further, that it could have been a socially distanced audience of 44 people. But now, sadly, we're in a situation where they're in the middle of a third wave. But, I actually think it's interesting because much and all as every single person that I've spoken to in and out of the industry wants to get back in the seat, it's one of those things that, like, us as actors, if we do end up in jobs like this during the pandemic, we've kind of got it a little bit easy that we don't have to go out there for two or three shows on a daily basis.
Yeah, getting away with murder altogether.
I know. Well, this is it. Here, come on, you're being lazy.
And so tonight is going to be the final one of Hans Christian Andersen, and it's on from the Town Hall Theatre in Galway. So you need to go onto their website to get the streaming link. And I know that they send out an email about an hour beforehand to remind people of when it's starting. Just in terms of this whole pandemic, and I didn't think I'd be talking about this in 2021, Brian, to be honest. I thought we'd be well rid. But how are you feeling about your career and your industry going forward?
It's a brilliant question because I know that so many people are in a situation where it's been, it's been tremendously tough on so many different levels. And I think going forward, the nature of a pandemic is that we have to do everything to make sure that we beat this, and we need to get it done, and we need to, finish it out entirely. I think it's a massive shame, but the reality of live theatre, and I stress live theatre, is that it can't exist unless you have packed out houses, to nearly 90 to 100%. Commercially and for the feeling that you get when you stand on stage and when you have an appreciative audience, and just to have people there, it's such a big deal. I for one got off the temporarily suspended Lion King tour, and I remember getting the news, and I remember that what started when I got back to Dublin as something that everybody thought was only going to last for 2 weeks, maximum a month, has now become the best part of a year. And we're looking back on that and we're wondering, what the world will be like in another year. How is it going to proceed into 2021? And no one knows. All I know is that I hope for the sake of, I suppose other industries as well as the arts industry, that people just keep doing what they're doing. I know that we're in the middle of a third wave, but we just have to stay diligence and keep trucking on and stay positive and keep our fingers crossed that everything will get back to that that normality that we once knew. I certainly hope so, and I'm sending my blessings up to the man upstairs.
I know. The thing is, I mean, the numbers have gone just, I mean, ridiculous, out of hand completely, but there still is light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccines that are becoming available now as well. Did anybody say to you along the way, Brian, you need to get a job doing something else? Which is something that I'm hearing a lot from people in the arts are saying, the cheek of them saying that to me, this is what I do.
Yeah, you know what? I think the one thing that you could say about the arts industry is that everybody involved in it, they have the strongest, toughest hearts of steel. They've stayed, you know, so rigidly optimistic. And I think that belief and that faith in things coming back to normal is so wonderful, because I'm trying to tell myself, we will get there. Once the vaccine is rolled out and distributed, and however long it takes, there will be a return. I genuinely think, like, a world without theatre is going to be detrimental to people's mental health. I think it's going to cause more issues. I think there's going to be another pandemic that a lot of governments are going to have to deal with when the vaccine is rolled out. And this is the kind of thing that if you don't have things like live theatre, people's lives will spiral out of control, and that's even more pandemonium. You know what I mean?
So were you asked to get another job?
Answer your question. Thankfully, I've had a lot of supportive people around me. I've had loads of people that would never turn around and say, "Oh, yeah, I think you need to retrain and you need to rethink your objectives or your career." I've been fortunate enough that I trained originally as a secondary school music teacher, so that I have a fallback, and I qualified back in 2008. But, you know, even in the circumstances, it can be a little bit difficult to get other types of work. But thankfully, I haven't been in a direct personal experience where someone has said, "Oh, you really need to rethink your career options," you know.
Yeah.
It is, for so many people, what they do. It's what they're passionate about, and it's, you know, the arts is a vocation just as much as any other job.
Aren't you great, though, that you have actually trained as something else?
Yeah.
But look, hopefully things are going to get back to normal very soon, you know?
Yeah, no, I certainly do hope so, because, you know, it's and particularly places like Ireland and the UK, where it's the lifeblood of our culture, our heritage and of our national identities. We need it, and if it goes asunder, if it falls apart, then it's going to cause so many more problems. So we just have to keep saying our novenas.
And tell me this much, Hans Christian Andersen, it is what it says on the tin kind of thing, is it?
It absolutely is, yeah. It's the classic Hans Christian Andersen stories, four of them mainly, but they're told in a very traditional, very fun and energetic way. There's a cast of four of us, and it's just a beautiful hour to be able to sit back and enjoy some relief in the middle of a time where we definitely need anything like that going. So get purchasing your tickets, keep your eyes out for where it's hurling in inverted commas.
And the other thing is, Brian, as well, there's no Ride Sally Ride in this one. It's suitable for the family.
No, there is. Sadly, I had said, look, is there any possibility we could just try a little tenderness in the middle for no good reason, would you mind?
I'm saying this because a lot of people will know Brian was in The Commitments too, so I'm not just randomly trying to throw in the word ride if anyone wants to complain about me. Alright, listen, Brian, great to catch up. It's going to be on tonight at Town Hall Theatre in Galway. You can check out their website to get the link there, and what a nice thing to do with the family on a Saturday night just to kind of wrap up Christmas. I'm dragging it out a bit, I know. But look, let's keep going for as long as we can with Christmas.
Defo. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Take care. See you soon. Bye.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.